Victor FM. Microphone 1, 2, 3. Welcome to For the Sisters. We are in the building,
There's someone here that cannot shout with us.
Yeah, because he's not a sister. But anyways, we introduce him soon. So before we came in, we listened to the song by Darko featuring Des Dior. With the name of the song is Favorite Girl. And before that, we played Life Size Teddy featuring Major AJ with Selena. So that is the song we are using to usher you into For the Sisters today. Sisters, how are you guys doing? Wait, introduce yourself first.
Yo, people, yo, ladies, yo, everybody listening, it's your girl, Wakiji Joseph, a.k.a.
Wax J.
And I am Courage Okocha, a.k.a. Berry Coco.
The only berry with her.
C-E-E.
The only berry with her.
C-E-E.
Making an entrance into For the Sisters today. When you see him, he might look like a sister to you, but he's not a sister.
Okay, you guys started the show with sports. The bazooka. You brought bazooka to a knife fight.
Tell me, you wear what work like woman. Shake your behind like woman.
When did I
so I'm gonna address you as a woman. But anyways, Wisdom. How far? Introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Wisdom.
You don't go form on today's show.
Somehow.
You don't go form on today's show.
You form before.
Hey. You want the phone voice? Well, my name is Wisdom. Anyways, I'll be your host today. My name is Chi Wendo, the girl with the sizzle and burn. Me, they all got to say that broom, I beg, not born. All right, how are you guys doing? How are you guys? Oh, Halima is not here. She decided to take today off. So, Halima, hey girl, if you're listening, hope you're good. Yeah, so, Wakeji and Courage, gist me. What's been happening? What's new?
Well, nothing new. But from last week to this week, I wouldn't say it's a boring week. It's actually a fun one. I mean, Saturday was a bummer, you know?
Yes, we went to shake our behinds on the
wedding. And we had fun all day.
Yeah.
And so on, so on, so on. So the fun extended to other days, you know. The positive vibes I tapped from the wedding was enough to retain me throughout till today. So I would say it's a good week for me.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
Courage. That's good. Other one. One Emenego.
Please, Chimendu, my helpers are out there.
Help us. Now you the help us, Auntie. Oh yeah, how have you been?
I'm good. I'm fine.
How was today now?
Fine. I've been home relaxing and enjoying myself.
Escort them back.
Healing myself. Finishing service is not easy, but God has been faithful. So I'm just trying to breathe fresh air, and I'm actually enjoying it.
Yeah, Wisdom, how was your day today?
My day was normal. My day was no stoma.
Yeah.
It was normal. Okay. No stress.
Okay, so hope somebody bought food for you today. Hope you ate today.
I ate.
You ate.
Why are you asking?
Are you sure?
Do you want to give me food?
I will think about it. But anyways, for my day was okay. I did not eat yesterday. I don't know. Who asked me? I'm just gisting the people. He wants to. It's not going to work. It's not gonna work. But anyways, I didn't eat throughout yesterday, so I just woke up. I woke up today with hunger. And then I woke up, I just entered the kitchen. I had to like find something to eat. And
I'm not going to ask you why you did not eat, because whatever reason Chiwendu did not eat is because she doesn't want to eat. She's lazy to eat.
Oh man.
So
I'm not lazy to eat. Lazy in my dreams, eat. I was like, hey, how would somebody would come into the house and give me food?
The reason why she slept in hunger was because she was fed in the dream.
Sorry, we are radio. You! No, they will not sack me because of you. Lies! But anyway, today was great. I was just rotting on my bed. I was on my bed, slept. You know, like, nowadays, I'm realizing the reason why our parents told us to do a lot of things. Somebody defined adulthood as you coming to the realization of what your parents wanted you to do. Now, adults are taking naps. I was like, I put timer for 2 hours to sleep. Because I needed it. When you were small, you're like, I don't want to sleep, but you got to sleep.
Yeah.
Or even watching TV. Who they watch TV again when there are bills to pay? So yeah. I was just resting today, and yeah, today was chill. I watched movies, cooked, and read my book. So yeah. So today is World Sickle Cell Day, right? Today is the 19th of June 2024. To a sickle cell warrior listening to me, you're doing amazingly well. Cheers to you for constantly trying to break barriers. I pray that your resilience, strength, and bravery continues to lead you, and when the strength is not there, I hope you have people and activities that will constantly make your soul shine. So if you have a warrior around you, you could use today to talk about their fears, their challenges, and wins. And we could also use today to create awareness about sickle cell and see ways we could create a conducive environment for everybody. So to every sickle cell warrior, you're doing great. I see you. Okay, now, Courage Okocha, Berry Coco. Let's get into the gist segment.
Yeah, so the gist for today, we just finished Sala. So all the people in the relationship that's trying to do much, those that are Muslims and celebrating this Sala. Even if you're not Muslim, dating a Muslim guy and you went to your Muslim's boyfriend's family house, how far did it go? How did the layer go?
You wanted to showcase your skills and, you know, celebrate with the family, right?
Yeah. Okay, so the gist for today, there's this lady, she went to her boyfriend's place to spend the layer. So she got there, and you know now, new wife, new girlfriend.
Are they married
the
now?
They're not married now. They will always treat you like, she's a Yoruba lady, so they will always treat you like our wife. Yeah. Even if... is any tribe, from any tribe, they treat you like their wife because their son brought you home. So you have to do like wife duty according to the African culture.
Yeah.
You have to wake up first.
Yeah.
You have to do the chores, even if there are younger ones in the house. So she woke up, fetched water, did all the chores in the house alone. She cooked and made amala. See, she made amala like normal. There's a big pot size to make amala. She made a full pot of amala, made ewedu, made gbegiri, made the stew, did everything, cooked this food, people, and then she called the mother-in-law to dish out the food. They dished out the food, and when she was ready to eat, guess what, my family members? There was no food. They gave her one loaf of bread and pure water.
They told her, my sister,
use this one to calm body. So she finished doing all the old chores and cooked and did not see food to eat. Chiwendu, if you were this girl, tell me, what would you do?
First of all, this is not me trying to be like biased or that I'm not a respectful child. I'll help in the house, but I don't think that I'll go to my husband to be house and start like
boyfriend point of correction.
I don't think I'll go to my boyfriend's house and start making amala or pounded jam for them. I don't think I would do that. I'm sorry.
What about you, Wakijin?
Well, for me, I think when I first when I was listening to it, I was giving myself answers to what was going on.
Yeah,
probably the mother-in-law was just giving her to just take this one, use and calm down first before amala will come. But I'm like, wait, if I can go to a man's house and be the one to cook the food, I think I have the right to dish out the food. to people and also dish out for myself as well. So I was laughing like, okay, why did the mother has to be the one to come and dish out the food? And why did she refuse to give
maybe
her
it's the culture of the family. Courage, courage, I know you were talking about that. If you
whatever culture, sorry, I don't care.
As
your
in culture,
culture
not to give out.
I don't care your family.
No, 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 no. Like
the for the mother in law to come and dish out.
I've been in a situation whereby I went to visit a friend of mine. She was staying with her auntie, we're in school.
Yeah.
And this her auntie, like, she dished food, cooked. We were all hungry in the house.
Mm.
And she cooked, and she said nobody is going to eat if she had not dished out for her husband. You know that we all stayed hungry till the husband came, and she dished out food.
How many hours did
and I was wondering, I was like, I don't understand. Like, you cook, there is food.
Yeah.
Your husband will be the first person to eat from the pot before any other person.
What?
Hold on, what happens to... What
who cooks the food?
Wait, babe.
What happens,
to dishing out this food and putting it in his own plate and just keeping it aside? It was... It from the. I was shocked. Okay, let's come back to the gist of today. I were to be that girl.
Yeah.
First thing, as I'm cooking the food, there is meat inside the pot looking at me. I'm being sincere. I will eat meat first. So after not cooking the amala, and me, I love amala so much. So if I not manage and not cook the amala and everything, forget it. If you see my amala, yourself go fear. The one I go dish for myself.
Do you think it's giving desperation?
Yes.
What she did. Do you think it's giving
of
desperation?
Of course.
Yes. I was waiting for you guys to finish. Now, first off, you are a guest in the house. So why would you cook? Who sent you message in the first place?
She wanted to show.
No.
It's eye service. That is eye service. I feel it's eye service. Because, for instance, you're my girlfriend. I bring you to my family house.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent you? Like, I don't understand. I have younger ones to do the chores.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, these are things that I feel she should have talked with the boyfriend first.
See, what if she wanted to do it?
Uh-huh. Then she shouldn't complain.
Hold on, let me tell you. This lady in question, she's a Yoruba girl.
Okay.
Let me just bring out this tribe out. She's a Yoruba girl.
Mm.
And every cultured Yoruba girl, you can't go to your husband's, your boyfriend's place or wherever, and then you sit in the house whereas there are work to be done.
Of course.
You have to go outside.
You don't do the job alone.
You don't just go to a place and then just feel relaxed. But where me, I felt she did too much, or where I felt okay.
The desperation played out.
Is me where I'm angry at that girl is the fact that she cooks and she did not dish for herself. Why would you wait for someone to dish for you?
Wait. The thing is, let's see this thing from another aspect.
Okay.
This thing Wisdom is saying about what she's not supposed to do that is eye service. The thing is, probably others did other chores and she decided to do the cooking.
Okay.
You understand? It's very normal for any girl to do that. If a girl does that, it's not wrong. But my own is, from where I'm coming from, I cannot just carry myself and go to my boyfriend's house to go and stay because of one celebration and then decide to just enter their kitchen and cook. I could go and visit. When I go there, they are the ones who even attend to me. It's not me attending to them. My own is just to respect everybody I see there. That's all. But that thing the mother did by refusing to give her food. And after all, I cook the food. You are giving me bread and water. To do what with it? It's a turn off. It's a turn off because they say when you're getting married to a man, you're not just marrying the man, you're marrying his family too.
Yeah.
What are they portraying? They are showing you that if you come, we'll show you pepper or you go chop bread.
They
will give her pepper. They give her pepper to pick.
Let's see this thing from another angle.
Okay.
Now, I don't cook very much, but I know that if you're cooking and you need to like count the amount of people or the amount of mouths that are going to eat.
So there
might be a like miscalculation in.
I don't understand.
I'm coming.
I don't understand miscalculation.
You just came to a place.
Okay.
You don't know the people there very well. Mind you, it was the next day she started doing the chores and started cooking. So it might be that the food was not enough. And the mother-in-law was like, take bread and water.
Now the person who cooks supposed to stop.
That's the thing. Where I come from, you don't get access to the kitchen just like that.
Okay.
If you're a guest, you don't have no right to the kitchen. That is why I said she was.
But I mean, she went into the kitchen to cook.
I mean, like, you come to my house. My, can you remember? What are you looking for?
We are ladies, right?
Yeah.
Let's assume you go to your man's house, uh-huh. and that visit demands that you sleep over. Okay, maybe let's say she that period of introduction, so, yeah. maybe he decided to like introduce you to the family, and then you go there, you have to sleep over. Mm-hmm. And you wake up the next morning and people are working. Even if the mother was doing the cooking, I'm sure you would want to offer to do it. It's a sign of rest.
Hey, but in this case, she cooked by herself, she washed clothes, she did all the jobs.
Wait, though, I want to ask one question. Where's her boyfriend? Her boyfriend have mind, he ate the food, Abby. His girlfriend has not eaten. And he now know that his loaf of bread, the girlfriend wants to eat. And he did not say anything.
See, probably,
he's the problem person I'm going to
see. Because that girl should anything.
Okay. I will pour all my problems.
My own is the video herself she made. She was crying.
And she was loaf of bread.
She was whispering like she doesn't want.
But you know, a lot of people do a lot of things like skits all in the name of content creation.
No, this could be. It's real.
They even gave her paper to pick. On top of the one loaf of bread and pure water. To pick. All her hand.
Our wife.
God. First off, people are forgetting the fact that she's not married. She's just
seriously, there. Ladies, okay. So we need
let's,
to
let's just say, let's just say it's God that helped her. She has
but flipping paper
from the initial part of the relationship. So she can run away.
This girl has not seen paper.
Ladies, okay. We need to understand something too. We feel like when a relationship has gotten to a particular level, then it's a done deal. Mm-hmm. This time now, we don't marry you, so let me just start performing wifely duties. It's not like that. I watched a video, a pastor was saying, ladies, you need to learn to have self-worth. Mm-hmm. Know that you are enough for any... Like, it's not just because you're with somebody. It means that if I'm no longer with this person, that's the end of the world for me. That mm-hmm. is not the end of the world. You go to a man's house. You cook egusi. You cook obono. You cook all the soup. You stock the freezer. Tomorrow, if he breaks up with you, you say that
he
broke your heart and all that.
But let's come to the flip side, yeah? So I know that there is a man listening and he's like, but I used to do husband duties for my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, when she tells me she needs money, I provide for her. Like, they are turning up. So why would a girl want to hold back her wifely duties or whatever that means? Why would a girl want to hold back?
You can do your husband duty to your girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
There's no problem. You are the one looking for the relationship. And the one looking to wife her white, right?
Yeah.
So fine and good. There's a lot of things that comes with wife duties. A lot
you think
of
so?
Things comes with it, yes.
A lot of things.
It comes with being a wife, you have to be there for your husband and family. Mm-hmm. You have to be there for both family, both yours and your husband's family.
It goes both ways.
See, yes. Thirdly, you have to do the duties in the house, chores.
Yes.
You can be, you and your husband might decide to do them all. You might be the one to do them alone, which is our African settings of how it should be. Go to the market, cook, and do the rest things.
Yeah.
Fine and good. But as the guy who is the boyfriend, is sheltering the girl or is taking care of the girl, that's the only duty you do in that relationship.
Okay. So, this you're trying to bring roles into play here, where I feel like they shouldn't. Now, first off, what is the husband duties? Basically, provide and protect, which she outrightly said that these men do the husband duties. Mm. Then it's just only equally right that the lady do the wifey duties. But now I always used to say this thing to a lot of people: if you are in a relationship with someone, there are things you need to define.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
There are things. A lot of things that. There to talk about these roles when it comes to the guy providing. Even in a relationship, it's not everything you collect, it's not everything you accept.
You accept everything,
just
but
to
not
build
everything
yourself
you
what?
Hey, it's not everything
if the guy
you
is doing
for,
everything
you
for you,
want to accept. That's why
if the guy is doing everything for you, to the extent that he's buying you data, he's buying you this, he's buying that, he's doing everything for you, then you are under his mercy.
It's true.
So it's just going to play out that way. I feel like in this case, the girl must have put herself in that position.
Okay.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Okay, so I feel like to cap all these things together now, or to wrap it up, I feel like why this thing would even be a conversation is because of the people involved. In itself, it's not bad for you to go to your in-laws' house or to your boyfriend's house to cook or to take care of your boyfriend as well as your boyfriend taking care of you. But, you know, a lot of people have been used in that way. A lot of people have been, you know, abused. A lot of people have gotten their hearts broken, just like the girl, she was crying, like, why would her mother-in-law do this kind of thing to her? But there are mother-in-laws you do it for, and it will be, they will love you for it.
Boyfriend-in-law, not mother-in-law.
Which one is boyfriend?
Okay, 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 okay.
Hey guys, by the way, we're streaming live on Facebook.
Facebook, yes.
Invicta 989, so check us out.
Okay.
Like the video, subscribe. Oh, it's not, it's YouTube. It's not YouTube. Just subscribe and watch us.
Okay, wisdom. What I was just saying is that it doesn't matter whether you do that. Just realize whether this person you're doing it for appreciates what they are doing for them, and do they appreciate you too? When those things stop coming in, what is their reaction to you? I know courage has a lot to say, but please, let's move on. We have feminine corner, and we have our main topic for today. So let's go on a commercial break. When we come back, in our feminine corner today, we'll be talking about tattoos. What are the things you should consider before you get a tattoo, the pros and cons of tattoos. So don't go anywhere. It's still for the sisters on Invicta 98.9 FM. Okay, welcome back to Invicta 98.9 FM. It's still for the sisters. My own message to you, Susha, find somebody that will love you, Jeje, love you tenderly, because the street is not funny. Welcome back. That was Love Me, Jeje by Thames. We have Courage in the building. Courage,
hello.
We have Wakeji in the beauty.
Yo, yo.
We have Weezy.
That dream program, somebody should do something.
Okay, welcome to the feminine corner. Today we are going to be talking about tattoos. We are live on Facebook at Invicta FM 98.9, so you can go there and see the beautiful ladies and gentlemen in the studio. So we're talking about tattoos today. Tattoos act as a life diary. So you see people, they stamp dates, pictures, names, symbols that signifies a phase in their life. Today we want to talk about the moral imagery of tattoos and what to consider before getting it. So let me ask the ladies in the studio, do you think a tattoo makes a person sexier or more attractive?
Yeah, personally I feel so. I feel tattoos makes a person feels sexier or more attractive, because personally, just like the way sometimes when you get your nail polish done and then you feel more prettier, I feel the same way too about tattoos.
Do you think it increases like people's sex appeal, like people get drawn to you sexually when you apply tattoos?
Of course it does. The same way people will see you and be like, the other day we were talking on the show and somebody phoned in and was like, he loves ladies with stretch marks.
Yeah.
You understand? So it can also play out with tattoos. Personally, I had a henna drawn on my hands.
Yeah.
And I feel more prettier. You know, when I talk, I just swing the hands.
You go in front of me, I'll be like, hello, ladies. Yeah.
I feel it actually enhances beauty.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a no, maybe because I don't really like it. So I don't like tattoos. So I wouldn't advise anybody or even want anything like tattoo for anybody. So that's it for me. But I don't think it does. Okay, it does, because it's just like you telling people what you're in for. Like you advertising yourself and say, okay, this is me. I'm available for whatever thing you want to throw at me. So that's how I see it.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
Okay, so this thing Courage said now was like the belief I had. So this is what I found. Some studies there is a belief that people with tattoo are most likely to have sex or to be offered sex because of this tattoo. this is my own theory, Sha, because people see it as a wayward thing or a negative thing. So when they see it on your body, it signifies that, oh, she's available for sex, or, oh, I can have sex with her. Like, people with tattoos are more easily to be asked for sex. Like, a guy can just walk up to you and be like, okay. Yeah. Straightforward. They don't even need to go through the corners. Yeah. Wisdom, let me ask you, do you like tattoos on women?
This is feminine code. I'm not a
female. Do you like tattoos on women? I'm not asking you. Do you like tattoos on women?
It depends.
What are the factors?
I've not really given it a thought. But see, personally, I would not get tattoos on my body because I don't really like it.
Okay.
I like to see it.
Okay.
Okay. But I would not advise my woman to put a tattoo. In fact, sometimes it's mood. It might be different for other people, but for me personally, I'm very selective when it comes to things like tattoo, anklets, and the rest of that. So, me personally, is a no.
Okay, so would you get a tattoo, or can you marry someone with a tattoo? Courage.
No, I can't.
Why?
I can't marry someone with a tattoo.
Why?
I don't just like it first.
You like it?
Because I feel people that has it on are not responsible. I feel like there's something off about them. That's it for me. I feel there's something off about them, and they tend to look or seem irresponsible to me.
I hear you, but I don't agree with you.
That's my own.
Yes, I said I hear you, but I don't agree with you.
For me, in as much as I personally don't like it on myself, I won't just.
You applied henna.
It's henna.
I know there is a difference between henna and tattoo. Just the permanence and how temporary it is.
The ink,
you apply something on your body.
This is henna. I mean, like, we see it's very common. So somebody will not see henna.
Tattoo is
like
common too.
What person? But imagine this is a tattoo and all that. You understand?
Tattoo is common too.
The way people look at tattoo and look at henna is these are two different things. You understand? So what I'm saying is, in as much as I personally cannot get a tattoo on my body, I won't just dislike somebody because that person has a tattoo on. There are tattoos that when you see, you might even feel emotional and maybe shed tears. You might see someone be like, oh, because there's this one I saw about a father getting the footprint of his baby on the chest. I was like, oh, this is so cute. And then there are others that will just tattoo.
They apply it, the tattoo ink on the child's body.
No, they put like a layer. Layer and then just to get that print. And then there's this one I also saw of somebody that tattooed the day he lost his parents, both parents, in an accident and all that. Like, there are some tattoos that actually carry a better meaning. I'm not encouraging that people should go ahead and get tattoos on, because there are disadvantages and health complications regarding that. But in as much as I personally don't like it on myself, I don't just dislike a person because the person is carrying a tattoo.
Wisdom, you wanted to say something.
I wanted to portray that point that Wakeji just brought up. Now, I think I'm not really very sure, but I think tattoo increases your chances of leukemia. But that aside, what I wanted to really say was that if the lady already has the tattoo, you know, I feel like it doesn't really change the person's personality. If she already has a tattoo, it's fine, but I won't encourage, you know, like, no one, because it's there's a lot pros and cons about it. So I wouldn't advise, but if she already has it, then it's no problem. It doesn't mean like it's a defining thing.
I like what you said. It doesn't mean it's a defining thing, because just like I mentioned earlier, tattoo is like, people use tattoo as a body diary. Like, they just want you to see what phase of life they are in. They can stamp something. Sometimes they put their lover's face. Don't go and put your lover's face, especially if you are not married. But for me, I don't judge people that have tattoos, but, you know, the number of tattoo you have on your body
matters.
It's
too.
Eh?
It's some tattoos in specific areas of the body have specific meanings.
Yeah, so it's quite, when the number makes me question like your decisions in life, but, but tattoo in its entirety, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I think I can marry someone who has a tattoo, but it shouldn't be much, you know, just a little thing here and there, fine. And hopefully you're not having like complications from the tattoo you applied on your body. So what are the weird places you have seen people have put tattoo on their body?
Like seen physically?
Yeah.
No, I haven't really seen anyone physically, no.
Okay. Spiritually,
are you kidding me?
It's a physical. Okay, so what are the pros and cons of having tattoos? Courage, let me start with you, because you're the one that you have an aversion for tattoos. So please, hit us.
For me, having a tattoo, I don't know what decision you have or whatever it is that made you want to have a tattoo. But along the line, sometimes these decisions can change. Like some persons can tattoo a guy's face or name on their body, and then because you love the guy so much, and then you guys break up, and then you hate yourself for it because you can't take that tattoo off. Because there's some tattoos that you can't take off, just there forever. And then now you get married to someone else, and then maybe your guy is not asking, your husband asking you, who is Steven? Or is the maker? You not say, you're trying to praise God. You're trying to say God is good, okay? Yeah. Trying to formulate a lie. So, that might even make that person who is coming to you see you as someone who is not maybe someone that they can't really be into 100%, because if you can be so
enamored,
loose or emotional to start tattooing someone's name or face on your body, on your boobs, some even go to their private part to tattoo people's faces and names. So why would you do that at first? So it might make the, if you and that person, like I said earlier, have any misunderstanding, you can make the next person who is coming see you as someone who, or judge you by what they are saying, even if you are not what it is.
But I don't think that anybody should be judged based on that, because I mean, this is love. Love can make you do things, you know.
Love should make you kill yourself too. It's not advisable.
People, we have had cases of advice.
She's speaking against it.
But I don't think you should judge anyone based on that. But anyways, what do you think are the pros and cons of tattoos? Hey, God help me with these ladies in the studio. God, please. Wakeji.
Well, aside from the health challenges, because any other thing, that one a secondary aspect.
Yeah.
The primary is your health.
Yeah.
You should consider your health before getting any tattoos. We don't know the reason. We don't know whatsoever. Because one thing with desires is in as much as you communicate, you say this thing is wrong, this thing is bad. As long as somebody has a burning desire to get that thing, you cannot change a person's decisions about it, but just consider your health. And the thing with these tattoos is that most people that go to get these tattoos done go to sakpa places to go and get it done. Like, if you want to get a tattoo, make sure you're done. Like, money day, we say, where you carry yourself go, you're going to go and get the best medical attention and care, all the analysis and all that before a tattoo is being drawn on you. So you should consider your health first.
So, for me, the pros of getting a tattoo is that, just like she said, how you get henna, how you do piercings, and you feel even like more beautiful. It helps you to express yourself. That's what a tattoo does. It helps you to, most times it boosts your confidence. You feel great about yourself. Then on the flip side, the cons are like the permanence of it. So you might just get something that later on you don't like, and you're looking for ways to erase it or take it out. And it could also affect your immune system, because however you want to put it, you are introducing foreign materials into your body. And this is not just solely about tattoo. This is about henna too. Is also about piercings. Is also about dyeing your hair. You know, when I got my henna, I've told this story before. When I got my henna, I was just like, is it not just henna? And I think that's how people treat tattoos too. It's not just tattoo. But it's not just tattoo. It's not just henna. I had a very bad allergic reaction to henna. It was very bad. I thought I was going to lose my hands. So you have to research these things. You have to go the extra mile to research these things, Wakeji. I got you, babe. We have to go the extra mile to, you know, research these things. God. Now, what are the things you think people should consider before getting tattooed?
The reason.
the things people should consider.
The reason.
Okay.
The reason why you're getting the tattoo in the first place. Mm. Secondly, the type of tattoos you want to get. Mm. There are tattoos that are not permanent that you can easily erase. There are tattoos that are, my Jesus. Mm. There are, then, you know, in this part of the world, we're not really, really accepting to these kind of things. Mm. They still hit some certain people as foreign. Mm. You get, so you understand the location or your background too is kind of also a reason.
Just so, some cultural evaluations, guys, because if you do tattoo, your parents will send you out of the house. You understand?
If my son comes to the house with tattoo, you should know that he's big. He has start fighting for himself because why would you do? I am your father. I did not tattoo my body. You means from today henceforth. You are responsible for yourself. As you are big enough to decide that you want to have tattoo, means you are big enough to take care of yourself.
Exactly. You see, sometimes society plays a role into people's decision on tattooing their body.
Yeah.
And peer pressure or peer group, friends and all that. So when you look at your society, you should, or wherever you live or where you find yourself in, because you contribute in one way or the other, you should be able to know how they view these things. It's not because you're not doing this because they don't want you to do it. Now you have to put these things into consideration, because you're also affecting the society in a way or the other, either positively or negatively.
Okay, so for me, these are the things to consider. They've already said it, but let me just reiterate. You have to do your research. Number one, it's not tattoo for tattoo's sake. Read all the articles. Find the best shop in your region where you can get a great tattoo. Tattoo is not just having ink on your body. What is that? What are the constituents of the ink you are using? Do you understand? When I was researching on this today, I found out that most of the things that are in the ink are carcinogenic. That means it can cause cancer. Mm-hmm. So you have to research these things. You have to go to a dermatologist. Are you eligible to have a tattoo on your body? Do you understand? Yes, your friend got a tattoo. Talk to them. What was the process to them getting their tattoo? Maybe they don't have complications, but you're not your friend. Yeah. So you have to check what is your own, how do you go about getting your own tattoo? So there are myths around tattoos now. So I don't know whether you guys have heard that if you have a tattoo, you can never donate blood.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I heard that.
But that is a myth and it's a lie. So from a study from Healthline, your ability to donate blood if you have a tattoo will depend on how recently you got your last tattoo. So
it's a factor. It's a contributing factor.
No, the myth is that you don't donate blood at all. Yeah, but you can go donate blood. So in 2020, the FDA ruled that you need to wait at least 3 months before giving blood. So that 3 months, anything that won't happen to you should have happened if the
so that means if the one way or the other a tattoo actually maybe has a contamination or something.
If the ink you use is not great for your once you apply the, like with henna, I found out when you apply this, is your skin is trying to, your immune system is trying to fight this foreign material on your body. That's why you have blisters, that's why you scratch a lot, you understand? So if you have a tattoo, you can only donate blood if you meet certain criteria. After 3 months, you have to go to the hospital to check whether you are eligible to donate blood. But that doesn't mean that you cannot donate blood.
But if you're eligible, you can't still donate blood.
Courage, let's come to a gap. Don't try to wait. Let's come to a gap. I know you don't like tattoos, but let's come to a gap. What I'm saying is that the myth is that, or the fallacy is that, you cannot donate blood. But I'm telling you that you can still donate blood when you get tattoo, but you have to meet certain criteria after 3 months, because then they will have to check whether your immune system, your body is okay to be able to donate blood. That is what I'm saying.
But what I'm still trying to say is, after checking, after waiting for the 3 months, and you're not eligible,
depending on what the doctor thinks is wrong with you, then maybe you can still wait 1 year or 2 years, however, whatever they say to you. But the time that the study showed was 3 months.
Yeah, so back to what I'm saying.
It's okay. So this also goes for piercings, because you are puncturing your ear, you have to bring in a metal into your body. So you have to... Piercings is not as easy as it seems. It's not just walking to a shop and just puncturing your ears. These things, like the things you do in your adult life, henna, tattoos, piercings, you need to research extensively before, you know, getting them. Now, Wisdom was saying that one of the cons of getting a tattoo was leukemia. I didn't see leukemia. I don't think it's part of it. There is no study showing a link between tattoo and leukemia. But 3 weeks ago, there was a report by some Swedish researchers from Medical News Today that tattoos may increase blood cancer risk by 21%. And this blood cancer is lymphoma. Let me finish the study. So tattoo inks contains what is known as carcinogens, which we already established causes cancer. Mm. And they can be transported around the body and might end up in the lymph nodes. So this news broke out 3 weeks ago, and a lot of news outlets carried it. From what I researched on the scientists that brought out this study, they are still trying to establish fully the link between tattoos and blood cancer. Do you understand? To finally come to a conclusion, because a lot of cancer experts were coming out to say that was, would I say that the link was inconsequential? That it was not, there are still doubts as to whether there is a link between blood cancer and tattoos. But they realized from medical reports they got in Sweden, they found that 21% of people that got lymphoma had tattoos, but that is still not established. So these researchers are still doing they're still carrying out studies. So these are the things you should know if you want to get tattoo. Don't just think before you ink, right? Reach out to people that have tattoos and hear the cons from them. Extensively research to prevent had I known.
Yeah.
And if you have complications from your tattoo, don't just go to any chemist or pharmacist to do it for henna. Go to the doctor. When I started having my allergic, I ran to the hospital. I say I cannot do this.
You need
anymore.
To see Chimendi in the hospital.
I ran.
You need to see Chimendi in the hospital. Yeah. Chimendi was all freaked out. Like, is it going to? Is it going
I
to
was
happen?
Scared.
I was like, calm down.
Because it was my first time.
Who sent you message?
It was my first time. I wanted to look beautiful. I mean, but yeah, henna, piercings, tattoos. Please make sure you research extensively. So we'll be coming back to you with our main topic. Our main topic today is how ladies want to be approached. We know that there are cases where ladies have, been approached by some disrespectful, condescending men. And we are going to talk about why you shouldn't approach women like that. Why you should be polite. And you should be a gentleman when approaching ladies. So that's what we're going to
do. Ladies too should be gentle.
You will wait. That's what we're going to be talking about when we come back after this break.
Hey, this is Rihanna.
It's your boy Chris Brown.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Kanye West.
What's up? This is Alicia Keys.
This is your boy Neo.
Inventor.
Grown, I'm a woman, big and strong. I wish I could say how I feel, how I felt, and explain why I'm silently blaming myself.
Okay, that's Ray with Ice Cream Man. That's like a really sad song. I remember listening to it, I was like, oh my gosh, women are really going through a lot in the hands of some brutally evil men. But anyways, we are gonna be alive eventually. Don't allow a man to ruin the way you walk, the way you talk, and who you are in the world. So it's still for the sisters right here on Invicta 98.9 FM. So let's talk about how me. I know wisdom is ginger, like let me see. This is not the place. This is not for the brothers. This is not brothers for the place. We are cool, calm, and collected here. Please, if you should help me tell him. We know they do chaotic things for this place. Do you understand? Yes, you understand. Okay, so you are very much welcome. I'm not scared. Me, I have two ladies. I have two soldiers with me that will finish you if needs be. So we're going to be talking about how ladies want to be approached. Now, a lady took to social media to rant about how rude men come across sometimes when approaching women and how it is very unappealing. So the lady in question came out of a restaurant and this guy was answering the call and stopped answering the call he was answering to walk up to her to talk to her. And the first thing this guy said was, I don't want to talk too much. Just give me your number. And the girl went on the video and she was like, that is very rude and it is very unappealing. So the question I want to ask today is, I want to ask my ladies today is, how do you guys want to be approached? Now, when you first saw the video, what was your reaction?
Well, for me, I just tried to understand both of them from their angle.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lady from the angle she's coming from, and also the man with his manner of approach. Mm-hmm. For me, I think based on who she is, with the fact that maybe the man had the intention of doing all those things, till when she walked up to her car, and then he saw that, well, this lady has a car. She's a classy lady. She's a working class lady. And then all these working class lady, they usually used to come online to say a man should just go straight to the point and just approach ladies. Don't come and start doing like, you don't know what you want and all that.
Go straight to the point without greeting me.
Let's come to that. Okay. So now she, to the man, I think when she got to her car, the man then realized, oh, this lady is the working class lady. She has a car. She's good. Okay. Yeah. I think she wouldn't want me to just say much stories. So let me just walk up to her and just say, please, can I have your number? And perhaps we can talk more while we chat or while I call her. So with his perception of whatever he has seen from other ladies, he felt like, okay, this person will actually be like this. Because when they see a mature lady, they think there's no need for long talk. This lady knows what she wants. If she doesn't want you, she will tell you outright she doesn't want you. And if she does want you, she would tell you. So perhaps he has looked at her and seen that, oh, she's a single lady without her rings, and perhaps she's approachable. And he walked up to her and asked her for her number. Okay, first thing first, she said he did not greet, which was understood, and the guy greeted. But what actually got to me was the fact when he said, oh, sorry, I did not greet. I was on call with my sister in the UK. Now, for me, I felt he's just trying. He said that for me to maybe just be on guard, like to just hold his side, to not look as if he's falling his hand or something, because there's something he omitted. Perhaps he has planned to approach her this way, and then getting to her, he missed the step and approached her in another way. So he just had to be like, okay, I was on call with my sister in the UK, to try level up so she doesn't see him like less, and try to see him more like, okay, this person is actually someone I can talk to. But he had the wrong perception, because that's why you see sometimes we ladies are controversial.
Oh, okay. Corey said a lot of things that I want to dissect. Let us start with the part where he said, because he thinks that working class ladies, we want it straight to the point. I have a problem with that.
I said
so. I feel, wait. I have a problem with the guy if he talks like that, okay. Right? I feel like before you approach anybody, you have to get... What? Am I the working class lady you saw on social media?
I don't understand. Like, no matter what, greet me.
Greet the person first. And now, what he told that lady was, I had to stop my conversation with my sister in UK to come and talk to you. So I perceive that as, so I should worship you. I should be at your mercy that you had to stop a conversation to come and talk to me.
That was what he was trying to portray. Like, okay, pardon the fact that. He's trying to like give a reason for not
greeting, which is not rubbish to me.
That is what I'm also talking about. I'm not saying he did well not greeting her, and trying to say he's on call with his sister in the UK. But I also saw it in another aspect, that perhaps this guy just said that to use to cover up his mistake.
I didn't see it as cover up.
Let's say it's like from a personal reaction, like what you react to if you were the one in her shoes.
Yeah.
Aside from thinking this, thinking that, you are the one now. You are the one making decisions because it happened to you.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, that is a very, very bad attitude. You can't just see a lady and just come. You want to collect number.
I don't want to talk too much.
Me as a lady, I don't have any business with who you're talking to.
Yes.
But for the fact that you're approaching me, you are supposed to suspend what you're doing to talk to me. And you don't just walk to me and be like, go straight to the point. For what?
No, it's fine if you go straight to the point.
Wait, what is the straight to the point? Give me your number.
No, straight to the point.
Give me your number is not the straight to the point now.
Straight to the point could be, good morning. I saw you coming out of the restaurant, and I can see you're entering your car. Can you give me your number?
There's a conversation.
Can you give me your number? We can talk later.
This is very polite. There's a manner of approach attached to this. You understand? There's a better manner of approach attached to this. You see me and you just want to take my number.
you stopped a conversation you were having mm-hmm. to come and collect my number. Mm-hmm. No greetings, nothing, and you expect me to give you the number. Mm. It doesn't work like that. There are people that ask for number on the spot. How do you get to know a stranger you just meet and then without exchanging contacts? Definitely you exchange contacts, but my problem is the way the request came in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand? That's like what matters to me. That's what matters to me. Just like the example you just stated now. Please, I'm this. Please, can I have your number and this? I could give you my number because of the way you asked.
And the girl was beautiful. Her makeup was pink. Her clothing was fine. You could not compliment
something?
Her.
Can I say something?
Oh, yeah.
Can Sorry. I say something?
Okay, talk.
One. Are you familiar with the phrase that everybody has a plan until they get punched?
No.
Okay.
No. Good. Now, I'm not going to even talk too much.
Okay.
Let me go straight to the point.
Okay.
Exactly. See. Everybody have their own different style of approaching ladies.
Yeah.
So, rude or not rude, let's leave that aside.
Mm-hmm.
First, we only had a narration of what the lady, according to this whole, this is the lady that came out to narrate that this guy did this, he did that, he did that, he did that. We did not hear from the guy, oh.
Listen.
Wait now.
If you are
wait,
trying to say
I allowed you talk. We are lady. I'm coming.
In fact, let me land now.
Let me land. Okay. It's a direction from only one side. We did not hear the other side. One. Secondly, simple. I had to stop a conversation because I saw a beauty. That alone should give. See, the way men think are not the same way that women think.
That alone should make me feel good.
It's when I get your number, I'll tell you how beautiful you look. See, you don't. But you think it's easy?
But
it's not easy. Wait, I'm coming. It's not very easy for. Like I said, I started with the phrase. It's not very easy for a man to approach a lady, especially when some ladies have this intimidating aura. First, she has a car. For most men, that is like an intimidating kind of setting.
It is.
So
okay.
I would say the scenario threw him off balance. And it's like trying to pick the pieces even before he started.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Stop a lady and the eye she looks at you has already thrown you off balance.
Okay.
So she did not narrate that part. We don't know what happened.
She said she waited. The fact that she waited for the guy to talk to her is already like an open for the guy to approach her. So we are saying that if it was just like another lady that didn't have a car, his manner of approach would be totally different.
It might be different. It might be he had the intentions to greet.
That's why we are like everything. We are building opinions on personal.
He said
personal.
He apologized and said, I meant
to. Did he apologize?
But he said that he was sorry.
Did he apologize?
He said he was sorry he didn't do that. But he was an apology now. With his sister from UK.
That's an apology. Like, he's trying to explain why he apologized.
My own concern is I don't want to know what angle is coming from, what she thinks, or what. I'm putting myself in her shoes, and I'm like, if this thing happens to me, this is how I will react to it. You understand? I don't care what people think, because what I want, what I dislike might be what another lady will want. I don't know if you understand.
Yeah.
The same way men will wake up and be like, I like light skin lady, I like dark skin lady. That's the thing with manner of approach too. Small thing a man would do to a lady to just sweep her off her feet.
Yeah.
And then for another person, you do the same thing. She'll be forming her to get. She's not even interested. She don't even want to play along with you because of what you're doing. So for me, that manner of approach is a tunnel.
So now that begs the question, how would you want to be approached, Biko?
That's why I'm saying that everybody has different
ways. That's what I'm saying. Everybody has.
Can there be a standard?
Okay.
Because
everybody has. Be polite.
You should
understand that you have to greet somebody before you start a conversation.
Okay. Wisdom, one, two, three. Okay. So, now, I hear you guys. I hear you. Wisdom, you are saying, oh, there is no big deal. But I feel like it's a big deal. We all know that first impressions matter. And he has already made his impression. Mm-hmm. Whether you were on a phone call with your sister in the UK, I don't care. You just walked up to me to tell me I don't want to talk too much. As if me, I want to talk too much too. But you just said, I don't want to talk too much. Just give me your number. As if you are entitled to it. But now, I want to ask the ladies in the studio, what is the craziest or disrespectful ways you have been approached by a guy?
It's the way Makeji taps me for me.
Oh my God.
So one thing that I hate, if you want to approach me, is the fact that maybe you called Ace a fine girl. I did not turn. I'm just walking and going where I'm going to. Maybe you passed me and you said, hey, fine girl, how are you? And I did not answer. And then you came back and then you touched me. I hate that.
The fact that I called you, hey, it's pretty lady, I did not answer. Don't you think that's also rude?
It's not rude.
It's not every
guy that a lady must answer to.
Wisdom, please, can we do this? Allow courage to finish.
It is my decision it is my decision to answer whoever I want to. Okay. You're not my family member. You don't pay my bills.
And my name
I'm
is
not entitled to you. I don't even know my name.
So am I supposed to call you?
So, if I feel good to answer you, you should know that, okay, this. If I answer, it means that, okay, I'm open to any conversation I want to bring my way. And if I don't answer you, it is logical that you just mind your business and just move on.
Okay.
So why now coming back and trying to touch me, like hold my hands or trying to tap me and like, hey, I'm talking to you. You're talking to me like I did not hear before. Like, you can't just address me generally like that and expect me to answer you. That, I wouldn't take that. And secondly, talking to me and then, okay, I'm walking on the way. And then you want to talk to me and then you want me to stand. Like, still, while we are talking, I don't like it. Before I don't like standing. I'm walking to a direction. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. So if you want to talk to me, let's move in the direction I'm moving.
Yeah.
I can't stand while we are talking. I don't like it. Okay. I don't feel comfortable while I do that.
With regard to what Courage just said, please, if you're a guy and you're listening and you're approaching a lady and she walks away, she doesn't even want to hear you, just respect yourself and leave her.
Period.
Because the thing is, if a girl sees what she likes, she will always give attention to. True. Forget the fact that sometimes ladies play hard to get and all that. When a lady sees what she wants, she will some way, somehow give attention to it.
Yeah.
And then coming to, I think the worst,
the most disrespectful,
disrespectful way a guy has approached me is, it's not actually the manner of approach, because I actually... He approached me well,
mm-hmm.
greeted and all that, and then I gave the audience, we started talking and all that.
Mm.
But then he was getting sexual on the spot. Mm. Guys do that a lot. Like, you need to understand that you have to build relationship before you show the devil that it is in you. You understand?
Yeah.
So that was actually what turned me off.
Okay, now, let me even start from this one. You need to first show relationship before he now shows the devil. Ba? Then, when he now build the relationship for long and now shows the devil, and you obviously things now go bad, you're not like, hey, he was nice, he did, he used me. While nice, the guy is coming straight up now. I'm not trying to cite this guy per se, but what I'm trying to say in this scenario is, it's easy. For instance, I see a girl I like, but now let me tell you something. A lot of men don't want to. There are some people just want to have fun, and there are people that really want a relationship, right? For instance, a guy goes straight to the point. Hey, how you doing? I saw you. I'd like to have your number. This. Look at them. These are my intentions. Is that not easier than when the guy plays the romantic and love part, and especially when he doesn't want a relationship? Is it not just simpler that way, that, okay, look, this is my intentions and these are what I want.
Defining the intention is
I allowed you guys talk. Okay. And you say no and he walks away. Is that not a easier way to go about it? Then secondly, if a guy calls you, like, I know, yes, at that moment it might not look like what you want, but what if he's what you need? Needs and wants are two different things. A man might be what you need, but doesn't look like what you want.
Meaning,
you might want shawarma, and what you need in your system
is pizza.
Exactly. I'm coming.
I need clarification on that, please.
The fact that he is not dressed in a certain way you would want your ideal man, the man that you have built.
I can't just see a man on the first spot and define who he is. You understand?
But that's why the reason why you wouldn't want to even answer in the first place. I feel it's rude if someone calls out to you, hi, hello,
and you just
it's not
walk
about
away.
The calling, it's the manner of the calling. I want you to understand.
Well, how?
I've randomly listened to guys that talk to me, and then because it's not everybody that you just assume this person wants to ask me out. Mm-hmm. You don't know what a person wants to say, but you can just see a lady and you start.
But what courage said is, they are talking to you and you walk away, you don't answer the person, then the person is coming to hold you. What if you are walking on the mirror and motor to jam you and they are holding
am
you?
What if you don't know? If that be the case, maybe there's something coming and then you just come and draw me out. I'm not going to hit you. But then when you draw me out, I'm like, oh, why did you do that? You tell me, oh, something is coming, and I'm like, oh, thank you very much. That's okay. But then drawing me back and I'm like, ah, fine again, I know you had to talk to.
The reason why that might happen is because, yes, see, experience for different people is different. Normally, I would not do that because I'm not stupid. I have vices. But what I'm saying is, the reason why there are people that are desperate. Desperation is not just, doesn't happen to only ladies alone. There are guys too out there that are desperate, that they see what they like and they go for it.
And they
like,
think they will
no
get
matter
it.
What. No
and
matter
it,
what,
thank
it has worked.
It's not everything you want that you have. You should understand that. You understand?
That brings me to the want and need a situation I was talking about. It's not everything you want.
See, that you have.
Let me tell you something. But you go extra mile for something you know you need.
Listen, let me tell you something.
And then you
just
go
like
outside.
The,
just like the illustration you gave before, when you see a shawarma and then you need a pizza. If you are the pizza I need when I see you,
you might not know. You want
sweetheart.
You want shawarma. You want shawarma. That's the reason why shawarma is your head. See, and you have not realized that it's pizza you need.
I don't go by wants. I don't go by what I see. There's a lot of things that comes with just attraction or what I physically see in the person. So when I hear you talk, I know the your kind of person. Like,
you've not heard this in talk. The person only called you.
Hey. Your manner of approach.
That's what we are talking about. Manner of approach.
I'm going to start now to want to know you more. So okay. When you come to me and be like, hey, it's fine, girl. Maybe I had to talk to you. I know that this one does not have where it's going to, and I'm not going anywhere.
No, how would you want to be approached?
Wait,
like
that question will soon come. But wisdom is always running faster than his child.
No, I need to know because
you will know. Just calm down. Wisdom.
You are giving conflicting vibes.
There's no conflicting vibes there. I feel like what I'm hearing Courage and Wakeji saying is that there are ways you approach people. The first impression matters, right? So the guy that was sexual with you, it's not as if you're not a sexual being, so it's not as if you don't like sex. But a person that will just meet you for the first time and just... someone that will meet you for the first time and start talking about sex, how he will take care of you, how he will turn your life,
place you on the world.
All those things doesn't make sense. I feel like it is rude, and I feel like, who are the girls you have been talking to?
I want to know that.
Who are the persons you have been talking to?
We have been talking to.
So you feel like, okay, we just met. I can just come to your house and spend the weekend with you.
Thank you.
Do you understand?
Thank you.
What is that thing? So wait, I'm not saying that you shouldn't show yourself. My Angelou said, well, when people show you who they are, believe them. And our brains have this capacity to just believe in first impressions because we are too lazy to start looking for signs. So once that person show you, we're already assuming and judging the person. So if you come to me and you're sexual, I'm like, this person is not serious with their life. Because why are you being sexual to me?
Yeah, lots of things to talk about.
Make me want to have sex with you.
Life is a whole lot.
Like, make me want to have sex with you.
To that point, right?
To wanting to have sex with you.
Okay.
Make me want to, after having sex with you, even if you break my heart, I'll be like, but the sex was good and you were a good person to me too.
Okay.
Duh!
Okay.
What are we saying? No. What are we saying here?
Wait.
I don't want to listen to you now. Just hold on.
Wait now.
You will wait. I've been talking for the past 5 minutes. You will wait. I'm just saying that make me want to be with you. Make me want to be friends with you first. Do you understand? So the sex could come later. But some people, they will be telling you, have you watched that? They will bring in pornography to you. It's like, what the hell?
I won't even stand to hear that.
That's
the thing. And when ladies do that, the guys feel like ladies are being rude.
Then let me talk about courage own. Where somebody will be like, hey, it's fine, girl. Me, I do that because I'm like, you could be talking to other tiny girls in the street, so I'm not going to talk to come to you. But now, you touching me, you touching me is very, very relative. There is a way you touch me that would make me irritated. And I've had cases where guys touched me and I froze at the point. I have a lot of things to say to this man, but I don't, like, I'm a very outspoken person, but at that point I just freeze because I feel like you are touching me without consent.
Let me say
right?
something
so
about...
So you could touch my shoulders.
Or even your hand.
Or my hand is... Just touch my shoulders. Like, hello, I'm talking to you. Okay. But if you touch my hand, like, maybe you are the talk to, or you hold me on my waist. Let's talk about that waist
that,
one.
Let's talk about that waist one. It's wrong to grab a lady. I understand.
Grab me right? or group me. Like,
it's wrong.
Even if I am even... talking to you and I'm comfortable with you, you have no right
to touch
my waist.
On my lap.
You have no right.
Which level?
No level. As long as we're not.
We are talking about the manner of approach. Like from the
relationship, that is the level I'm talking about now.
No matter how
we are looking at it from the,
no matter how,
but we are telling you now that there are guys that do that.
No, it's wrong. It's
like from the beginning.
I'm not going to even pretend like it's not wrong. It's wrong. Yes, touching a lady because.
See, something happened. You see this fine girl thing? There are this group of guys that were just on the roadside, and then they were just randomly like, hey, fine girl, hey, randomly. And then one lady just turned back, and the other was like, she's even one of them. You understand?
They will now insult you on top and be like, she thinks that she'll be fine girl. Like, the words they say are just crazy.
There are people that, see, in this life, you meet different type of people.
Yeah.
You meet the ones that have sense and the ones that they need the Lord. They need the Lord Jesus Christ in them. You get? So, you cannot now judge everybody because of one experience, right? But that aside, now, talking about the sexual part, on the first date or on the first meet, a guy being sexual. It depends on how he approached the lady in the first place. That's what I feel. For instance, if you approach a lady with pickup line and she's all, and you're telling her all those sexual pickup lines, you would not, and the guy now brings up sexual talk on the second or the probably official meet, and you say, and you're giving, then it's giving conflicting, that's why I say conflicting vibes. You understand? If I stop a girl, for instance, now, like, hey, I like you, or I would like to have your number so we can talk extensively and all that, and I start bringing up sexual talk on the next day, I shouldn't be angry if she snubs me or if she gets aggressive or if things turn out bad. You understand? There are levels to these things.
So you're saying if the girl was already accepting of it at the first time, the person should just expect that it will continue.
Because most men brains are wired like that.
Okay, I hear you. I think the craziest way somebody have tried to approach me was I was on top of a bike. The person carry car, they honk. So how do I know you're a serious person? Well,
that person is just a stalker.
How do I know you don't want to kidnap me?
That is wrong.
And this is the first time I've seen it happen in my life. In this Kaduna, I was twice. I was scared though. Bike man wanted to stop. I was like, bike, if you stop, make something don't just happen to you this night, this afternoon. Why do you want to stop for a car you don't know?
I don't understand.
And the person will zoom off and signal to you like they want you to stop. And now, let's talk about this. I've seen a video where a girl was on top of bike and somebody in the car talked to her and she alighted from the bike and entered the car. Now, I just want men to know that because Miss A agreed that way doesn't mean that Miss B would agree. And that's why you see a lot of married men, they would have the ginger, the bravery, the audacity to meet any lady and tell the lady, oh, I'm married, but I would like to be friends with you. Because they have been meeting girls, women, that are going in that line. They are enabling them. Don't say bonkwem, I'm getting to somewhere. What I'm getting to is that don't think that every lady is the same. Me, I don't think that all men are the same because I give everybody audience. I want to know who you are. So once you spill the good or the rubbish you want to spill, then I'll know whether I want to move forward with you. So you don't assume that, oh, because Miss A allowed me into her bed today, that Miss B that I just met today will allow me into my bed. And then some people approach you with money levels. Yeah. Oh, I have
this list of cars. Now. When this man was in Dubai, like, I have to suspend the conversation with my sister.
Exactly. So
one time you say your sister there, you can wait till that one come.
That's what I was saying, that it was not a cover up for him. He said it so it would be like, oh, he has a sister in
he's
the UK.
He's trying to level up.
Yes, now.
He's trying to show that, okay.
Something in the levels there.
Like I said, the scenarios differ. In this scenario, I will not say the man was totally correct in everything he did. I'm just bringing different case scenarios to it. Sorry. Okay, let me put it this way. Sorry, I didn't call you. I didn't greet earlier. I was talking to my sister in the UK. She was all blabbing, but I'm sorry.
Can I say blabbing?
You get back? I know. It's different. Wait now. It's different when I now say you know, I was talking to my sister in the UK, man. You know, she's in the UK. Like, you
don't
start.
You know how all these UK people
and yes, it's different. That's what I'm saying. The scenarios might not be exactly as it was painted.
Okay, so what wisdom, I know you're trying so hard to defend men, but I'm not even trying to defend women or anything. As a human being, right, I just feel like you have to approach people in a respectful way,
yes,
in a polite way.
Yes.
You wanted to talk to me because I intrigued you. Mm-hmm. My appearance intrigued you. So you don't have to give me an excuse like you are doing me a favor by talking to me. I wouldn't accept that.
Yeah.
You have to show that you were interested, you were intrigued, and you are eager to talk to me. Don't make me feel like you are doing me a favor by trying to talk to me. And that is the end. Wisdom.
And don't make
wisdom
feel like wisdom. He's bye-bye. Trash for trying to talk to you.
We are going to continue this conversation after this commercial break. And ladies, I would want to hear what your craziest experience with men approaching you is. So, yeah, after this commercial break, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. 98.9 FM.
Alright, welcome back to Invicta 98.9 FM. Wisdom is trying so hard, but you're trying so hard and it's not working.
I'm just trying to lay bare like different opinions that
you
might not have thought about. Maybe you might see it as rude, but the person's intentions were not rude.
Okay.
You get it? Has happened severally where, okay, you had pure intentions, but your delivery was just poor.
And that delivery is a problem.
It happened.
Exactly.
So, let's discuss. What are the key qualities one should look out for, or you guys look out for in someone during the first interactions? Courage, let's have you.
Okay. First interaction, I like it. Okay, I look out for how you approach me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're calm, maybe I'm not answering you and you respect that.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so let it be left to me to feel like, oh, I think I didn't do right with the way I responded to this person. let it be done on me that, okay, I didn't do right, and then respond to this person. So I like it when you like you take my word for it. Like when I say I can't give you my number, you just accept it like that.
Yeah.
So when I say I can't give you my number, this is like a second option I do to guys who come and ask for my number. I can give you like my Facebook username or my Instagram handle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just go and then chat me up. Mm-hmm. So whenever I might reply or I will chat you up. But having my number is very, very special. I don't give it out to random people. There must be a reason why I want to give out that number to you. So if at all you approached me politely and I see, maybe we are into a conversation, maybe we met in a bus, in keke or whatever, mm-hmm. and we got into a conversation, I see reasons why I should have your number or you should have my number, I will give it out. But if I see that the reason why you want to have my number is just for casual talks and it might not even profit anything than just talking, how are you doing, have you eaten today, where did you go to, what kind of talk, I won't give out my number.
Hey, so Akeji, what are some key qualities you look out for in someone during a first interaction?
First of all, I evaluate the person's smartness. Like one thing that actually got me was my boyfriend's smartness, actually. The way he approached me was what made me like him. So I want guys to actually focus on their manner of approach. Honestly, it matters. We ladies, we consider a lot. aside from the physical look, there is a lot. The way you talk, the way you approach a lady, the kind of conversations you engage her in matters. You see a girl on the first time, on the first day, and then you start talking to her, you be like, how are you? Which state are you from? You want to know everything about me. You want to know everything about me on a first conversation. It doesn't work like that. You build it, and then gradually you get to understand who that person was. You understand? Yeah. You could talk about, I like the way you dress. You understand? Just try to make her feel comfortable to give you that audience. Yeah. Instead of, please, what's your name? Where are you from? Mm. What's your hair? You look like someone that is Igbo.
That's an interview.
Where are you from? I'll tell you, I can't answer you. I don't think I should tell you where I'm from.
Okay.
And even if you persist, I say, it's nothing there. And I don't feel comfortable telling you. You can't just meet me today. Did you plan on leaving your house, meeting a girl on the street and asking her where she's from? And then, so you do plan on meeting me, so please.
The worst part is, some people will argue the answers you are giving them with you.
Then I'll,
you say, okay, my name is Chiwendo. I'm from Anambra State. Then they'll not be like, you look like a northern girl now. I'll say, are you sure you're not from, you understand?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not from this state? I'm the one that is from here. I'm telling you I'm from that place and you're arguing it with me. I don't understand.
Oh, God, you guys are triggering trouble for me.
Now, that begs the question.
I like the question you ask. What are the kind of
men are you to meet? I'm shocked. I will not meet you on the first day. Like, I'm just meeting you. I'm not asking you, where are you from? Are you from? No, come on.
You don't know the kind of people you will meet.
Yeah.
Some persons are like you. Some other persons are like another person. Everybody has their own different characteristics and attributes.
Mm-hmm.
Fine and good. So some persons might meet you and they don't have the right manner of approach, and they just come and just whatever question they feel they can ask, they want to ask you on that point.
Yeah.
Or at that point. But some persons, they'll actually take it gradually. Depends on who is coming.
Okay. So this is what when was talking, I remember, I wouldn't even call it a date. I just went out with somebody. And I could remember feeling like a child. I could remember feeling like I was answering to my boss. Because the questions they were asking me, you sound like, can we get a grip on ourselves and have a conversation? Why are you asking me? So you not study journalism, it's biochemistry you studied. So how did you get into a radio? Bro, are we really doing this? But now, it could fly, yo. This question, it could fly.
On how,
but you had,
yeah,
there's conversation starters. This is how I do my own, when I want to have a conversation with somebody, right? Before I even get to know, like, where they are from or their names, you need to know those things. But you have to find something in their environment. What is linking you guys together? Are you guys standing on a queue for something? You guys can start conversation about Nigeria. Tinubu could be your conversation. Do you understand? The policies, I'm serious. Yeah. The policies of the country could be your conversation. And by the time people are conversing, the person will now be slipping in details by themselves. By the time you know that, they came to Kaduna for service, do you understand?
Yeah. There are so many things to talk about, guys.
See, if we are not rushing, if we are not in a rush, make me want to give you my number. Make me want to have a conversation with you. Me, I'm a sapiosexual. Yes, I'm a sapiosexual. I like having conversations with people. Like, conversations are turn on for me. Do you understand? Like, I like when people are smart, when people are confident about their beliefs. Yes, I do not agree with what you're saying, but can you defend what you're saying? Do you understand?
Yes.
I like those things. People that are well-read. So, now, you know, just talk about, okay, you saw me using an iPhone 7. Why you find it like
iPhone?
So you see, these are the things the guys do, that when we talk about it, if you use, they come out to say girls are very choosy when it comes to men.
Yeah, wait, Wakeji, instead of talking about why is a fine girl like me still using iPhone 7, why can't you talk about how this brand of phone is trying to constantly feed us different types of phone,
advanced
social, different versions, but they are not changing. Today they will bring out this upgraded version. Yes. Like, that's a conversation you could have. Not ask him, then you now know my reason why I'm still using iPhone 7 from that conversation.
Yeah.
So as a person, as a man, as a woman, this is not only for men, as a woman, go and look for conversation starters. What are you passionate about? What is linking you with the person? And you start having that conversation. Then you, maybe at the middle of the conversation, you now be like, what's your name? Can you imagine, we have been talking for long and I didn't even know your name. Now, one thing I admire, or one key quality I look out for in a conversation with people, is that you have to be confident. I like shy guys. Do you know I like shy guys? Wait, wizard, you wait. I'm not conflicted. I'll
okay,
give my lessons.
Okay.
You know why I like shy guys? Because it just makes me laugh. It's just funny that you are shy and you want to speak to me and you cannot speak to me. So I feel like, okay, let me exert power. But wow,
it's cute.
Because
I realize
shy.
I actually realize that ladies like hanging around guys like that.
Yeah. But your shyness should not trump the fact that you cannot talk when you are comfortable. Hey, so you are shy and you cannot communicate when you are comfortable.
Let me turn off. Let me just chip in something.
Wait.
Okay.
You can be confident or shy, but the coco be say, know how to talk.
It's which when you sweating.
Okay.
Just because if you don't tire me, courage. I did not just you. I just said workage. I was in an interview.
I can relate to what you're saying.
They never interview me like this.
I can relate to what you are saying. Now, I've met a couple of people. See, let me not start going into details. But there's this ideology that some guys have that is wrong. Mm-hmm. I just want to address it. There are some guys that think that most ladies are not smart.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so they now bring some kind of conversations that are turn off, mm-hmm, right? But there are some ladies that have not used words, but come on. I used to have a friend, I'll call her an acquaintance,
okay,
right, that we've never really had any real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I come up like, okay, how are you doing today? She says fine. I'm like, okay, do you see this thing that happened over the internet? And
yeah,
she doesn't relate.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing sarcasm and she doesn't understand sarcasm. She doesn't understand some
dark humor. Come
do you understand?
On.
There are people like that, so, actually. There are people like that.
I'm not saying she
I think the
like
thing
that
is,
people.
It's just for you to understand the person. Take
yeah
time to understand this person.
Yeah.
But always understand that on the first day, don't jump into asking deep questions about somebody. Are you from a polygamous home? Why are you like this? Why is this? Why are you looking this?
Interview.
It doesn't
make
sense.
How would you be having an interview on a date?
Okay, so now let's hear from the audience. Let's hear from the listeners. Okay, so the numbers to call are 0840-000-989 or 0708-700-989. Let's see who this is. Okay, we lost that call. The number is to call at 0814-000-989 or 0708-700-989. You can follow us on Facebook at Invicta FM 98.9. Let's see who this is. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Linda from Cruise Machine.
Okay, let's hear you.
From all the stuff from the lady that cooked Pandebiam and Amala. And in fact, I don't even know how to describe her. What is that? In fact, I will not even go to the house at the first place. I will not go. If not your own, if it's in my own boyfriend's house, I can do those things. Because I know after I'm done, I'll dish myself. You see, that is where your topic starts from. Being rude. You are rude to her by giving her a loaf of bread and a sachet of pure water. It's very, very rude. It's too bad. What is that? And why would you do things to that extent? What to prove what? Okay, after all that, and the guy tomorrow is like, no, men sometimes, they are just like chicken. I used to say, you will be giving them corn, no? Anyway, they see the corn, they leave corn and put the corn. Period. And men don't get married till whenever they are ready. They don't care whoever is at that point in time. Once they are ready, you are their spec, and that is it. So we should be careful sometimes. But I'm coming to the main topic. Whatever that is good is just good. If you are rude, you are rude. And if you are polite, you are polite. In any manner you want to approach a lady, once you approach her politely, it's done. And in any manner you are approaching a lady and you are rude, no matter how you are doing it, in fact, it's just bad. Then, this is why sometimes you see a guy start asking a usual question, because he just met you that day and he doesn't mean to tell you. Because you can't just see a woman today, you start liking her immediately. You see? Guys that approach women sensibly and politely are guys that have monitored you for a long time. You see a guy monitoring a lady for over a year plus, or 2 years, or more than. It might not be in your area itself, it's coming from somewhere. He'll be asking questions you don't even know, he's monitoring you. And whenever any day he says to approach you, he sees you approach you politely, in a manner way, and even yourself, you even enjoy the conversation at the end. But all this babaji is just for you today, and it's that, why wouldn't they be asking you if your goat has eaten? Or your chicken is lost. Have you seen your dog today? Because they are not ready for it. They just saw you and they just want to catch on out of it. And I'm sorry to say this, some girls saw that particular day, and these guys made love to them that particular day. I'm very sorry to say this. We are on air. Women, we have, in fact, we are dignified. I don't know how to put. We are too dignified for us to be messing around. And at the end of the day, the men tags everyone to be the same. It's very bad of us. So you don't play there sometimes. The results they get from places, that's why they approach you and they think we're, all of us are. Because, and when you try to be yourself, they'll say, what did you try to claim? Who are you? What do you think you are? You see? They end up being messing up and making you just feel as you, then, in fact, they make you go mad as well. Okay, so we should be careful of how we do our things. We are very special. We are wonderful creatures. In fact, women, thumbs up to those that still understand that they are women and they need to keep the pace going. So I wish ladies good work and keep on.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, we can answer one more call. The number to call is 0814-00989 or 0707-87800-989. Okay, hello, good morning. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. What's your name and where are you calling in from?
Bethel calling.
Hey Bethel, let's hear you.
Good evening. Yeah. Well, to me, the craziest day, like, what has ever happened to me, that was the craziest, like, guy, not even guy, not a guy, like, just a bunch of guys sitting down being jobless. I was working, coming back from work, I think so, if I'm not mistaken, I think from work. And then, I'm just kind of my wakawa, the other wakawa, like, I'm always focused on what, where I'm going to. So they're like, hey, find it, like, the answer. And then, you know, when it comes out of their mouth, it's shake it for your daddy. Don't stop. Don't think about your mommy. And then I was like, God, it will light on my head. Do I enter the ground? I don't know what to do at daddy. I did not even know what to do. I was like, God, he's a bunch of irresponsible guys. I just kept walking. I was like, anyway, they said I should shake it for my dad. Let me just keep shaking it for me, because if I stay there, it will be worse. So I just left there and then.
But they just keep shaking, Sha.
No, it was, thinking about, at that time it was not funny, but thinking about it now, I was just laughing. When you guys were talking, I was just laughing. Well, everything goes down as when you read things, right? Guys might appear with a different perception, and then they.
Okay.
I just think that guys should come up more appropriate.
Yeah. Thank you, Bertel. Thank you for sharing that story. I'm going to have a few days with that story. What? Wisdom, if we're going.
No.
If we're going to wait, like last call, we can have this conversation off the mic. Hello, good evening. Okay. Hello.
Good evening.
What's your name and where are you calling in from?
This is your mommy.
I can hear myself in your kitchen. Please turn out the volume of your radio set.
Mommy, so they are mom from Angwaro.
Hey, mommy, please, you have like 2 minutes. Let's round off, okay? Let's hear you.
What I want to say is, you see, this is very good. First impression makes you to run away from somebody. And first impression will make you to stand and continue with either decision or discussion. That is what I want to say. It really matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Mommy Suleiman. Okay, so let's finally wrap up. So tell me, ladies in the studio, how do you want guys to approach you?
Well, for me, just be polite, mm-hmm. and please listen to whatever thing I say to you. If I tell you I can't give my number, please just accept it and don't push further. Thank you.
Okay.
For me to be polite and show some level of responsibleness, you know, be responsible in your manner of approach as well.
Okay. What do you think is the right way for guys to approach ladies?
Well, the ladies have said it all.
Yeah.
Be polite, mm-hmm. and depending on the situation, keep it brief, mm-hmm. but just be polite. Yeah.
Okay, so we couldn't like talk about this topic like how I wanted us to talk about it, but I hope that this has given an in. Wizard, you cannot talk on the show. Giving us an in on how we should, you know, approach people. Please, guys, just look at the person you want to approach and see. Don't bring your judgments, your societal beliefs. Just believe that this person is a new human being you're meeting, and just approach in a very polite manner. And first impressions always matters. It's still for the sisters on Invicta 98.9 FM. We'll be right here next Wednesday by 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. So now let's go on Facebook. Other Francis Namani, thank you. Good evening. Then we have Thomas Boniface, thank you. We have Happiness Tanimu, thank you. We have Alu Magdalene. Too much of activities on my body is a burden. I don't like it. She's talking about the tattoos. Then Ezekiel Daraja says, I don't like people with tattoos. I love people with natural skin. Good evening to you too. Then Ilya says, thank you for the wonderful program. Then Priscilla says, he's watching live from Ogiri in Anambra State. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Then Nicholas says, good evening, ladies. Linda has said it all. Seeing somebody for the first time you have never met is not easy to start a good conversation unless you study that person for a while. Well, it can be easy if you try. Khadijat Abdul Karim says, good evening. Sunday Emmanuel, good evening. Then Innocent Opiwe says, kudos, guys. Great topic. Wisdom, eh? The cocoa, and most importantly as a man, is to make money, make more money, make more and more money. Okay? Hopefully the ladies you meet will
can
also
I say one thing?
Yeah.
Any man that wants to use money mm-hmm. to woo a girl mm-hmm. is not ready.
Period. Bonquem. Okay, for the sisters, we make a return, same time, same station. Don't go anywhere. The Hausa program will be right here by 10 o'clock p.m.